everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org. Get your game day on and be the first to get this year's OU or OSU Bedlam t-shirt just for donating blood Friday, September 1st at your Oklahoma Blood Institute Donor Center. Stop by between 9 and 4. Oklahoma Beef Council will have an all-beef hot dog waiting for you. Nothing matters more than saving lives in our community, and patients in area hospitals are counting on you this Labor Day weekend. Win from within by giving blood on September 1st with Oklahoma Blood Institute. Visit OBI.org.
And welcome back. Strong buyer support moved into lean hog futures trade today as buyers focused on a late-month rally throughout the complex. Corn prices were higher in live trade today. September corn futures about 8 cents higher. Stock markets were higher in live trade. The Dow Jones 44 points higher. NASDAQ up 55 points. In live cattle, mixed trade was seen today in the futures complex following moderate pressure. This created some firmness in the deferred futures, which created some market stability here at the end of the week. August and October live cattle futures held at $105 per hundredweight, which could create a market floor heading into the Labor Day holiday weekend. And in feeder cattle, moderate pressure was seen across feeder cattle trade today with buyers unwilling to step into the complex. The back-and-forth shift in the complex continued to limit upward at the end of the month here with the concerns that further cash market pressure is looming ahead for the holiday weekend. Feeder cattle futures were confined in a very tight trading range with prices from August to November trading from $142 to $143 per hundredweight with overall activity limited to outside market direction as well as the live cattle complex. Meanwhile, grain futures were mixed today as trading for August came to a close. Impacts from Hurricane Harvey remain the news for farmers. In addition to higher energy costs, though, disruption of rail facilities in the Houston area could stress the rest of the nation's rail system, just as farmers need to move what looks like another good harvest. Corn prices were narrowly mixed today. December held yesterday's contract lows that took the market below a technical objective at $3.48. That support fell after the morning open on Wednesday, and the market has so far not looked back. Soybeans were a little higher today after an overnight rally stalled. November futures tried to hold support at the old trend line off of August highs. Wheat prices were mixed today, while winter wheat contracts, though, tried to confirm breaks out of steep downtrends. Spring wheat was lower after heavy deliveries on first notice day. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.